Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Tap3rd Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, January 30th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 4¾ cents, closing at 357¾. March beans down 26½ cents, closing at 1022¾. And March wheat down 6½ cents, closing at 414. Grains under pressure here today. Crude oil down 50. The U.S. dollar was only down 10 ticks, so that wasn't much of an input. The outside markets really didn't have much here. A little bit weather in Brazil, a little bit weather in Argentina, all causing the grains to move a little bit lower here. Beans in particular down 26. But I think the real problem out here was the funds being long a lot more grain than anybody thought. We did have exports this morning at 1.6 million on the beans. A good number, didn't help the beans. 1.06 on the corn, didn't help the corn. Light number again on the wheat at 321, obviously no help there. But these funds, you know, long 185,000 contracts of beans, that's an increase of over 50-some-odd thousand in just since last week. Corn had gone from 52 short to 18 long, right at the highs. So again, I think that's a problem. We've also got funds long 100,000 oil, 70,000 meal. I think that's a big problem for this market. These are the largest fund positions we've seen in quite some time, if not record, for total in the grain complex out here. And with this kind of action here today, again, I believe the risk is to the downside in these bean markets. On Thursday, I was at the Top Producer Conference all week. On Thursday, one of my speeches, and I talked about the risk that's out here, and I said the single most important thing I can tell you guys to do, which I've been telling you to do for the last week and a half or 2 weeks at least, is to protect this bean price. You had this rally up to 1030 and change in the November beans. Price is well worth supporting. You're at 1004 tonight. Again, I think we might see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow, but I believe in the long run there's an awful lot of risk. More bean acres. There's questions about, obviously, the trade issues. The Brazilian crops look to be in good shape. Argentina has gotten a little bit of break in the weather. So I think that we're seeing an opportunity here, even on this kind of a break in the beans, to protect the downside. The wheat market, you know, again, with the funds short 100,000 contracts of wheat, I think at some point they're going to want to sell beans and buy wheat. We didn't see that here today, but I certainly don't want to be bearish the wheat down here. The corn market, if the beans and the meal move lower, corn's going to go with it for the time being. Ultimately, I think the corn's going to be a good buying opportunity, particularly if we lose as many acres as I think. The corn-bean ratio, it's been about 2.6. We've lowered that here a little bit today, but we really got to get it down to 2.2 before corn will become attractive again. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.